So today is Daf Mem Beis. We're Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So basically, we said yesterday. Let's start by going to the Tana Rabbanan. Go quickly, Tana Rabbanan. Right, Achol Tzlimi Bo'od Yom. If he ate it roasted during the day, I mean before the time, right? He ate it roasted during to get the flow. He ate it roasted before the time. Yechayev. Ukezayis Na Michashech. If he ate it raw, the current Pesach after it got dark, Yechayev. So Katani Tzli Duma Dina. The roasted is similar to the raw. Ma na bilav, just if you ate it raw, it's a lav, I mean you get malchus. Av tzli bilav, so if you ate it roasted but at the wrong time, you also get malchus. So bishma, now I understand why now you get malchus. The pasuk says, I'll talk to me, no, don't eat it raw. So there's a lav, you get malchus and a lav. El et tzli minol, and how do you know that if you ate it roasted but at the wrong time, you get malchus? The pasuk says, v'achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh, eat the meat tonight. B'layla in b'yom lo, eat it now, not during the day. So Gemara says, wait a second, that's not a lav. That's how high lav Abba Mechala say. It's an assay to eat it at night, meaning if you don't eat it at night, you're not supposed to eat it any other time. That's a lav Abba Mechala say. B'chol lav Abba Mechala say. B'chol lav Abba Mechala say is an assay. It's not meaning you don't get malchus. You shouldn't be getting malchus. So Amar Rav, because that's what we're up to. Amar Chizda, whose sheet is this? Hi Mani, who's this called? Like it's Rabbi Yehuda. This goes to the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. Desanya, who basically can hold that lav Abba Mechala say, you do get malchus. Right, it's Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi says, the Amar lav Abba Mechala. Lav haba machlal lemor lav hu. It's a foreshadowing. If it says the word lemor in the parsha that talking about the lav, it's a lav. How do you know? That's the sign. The following price. Shor vase, you have a sheep or an ox. If that is a korban, if it's sarua or it's kalut nidavatas also. Sarua means that one of its eyes are bigger than the other eyes. One of its limbs is bigger than the other limbs. Kalut means that it's. Its hooves are not split. I guess it's got the webbed feet. So it's a mum. It has this type of mum, right? Nidava taseh so. You bring it as a nidava, which means you're bringing this pet kachet bedek abayis. You can donate its monetary value to the Beis Hamidrash. Rashi says nidava taseh so l'dama fikishu l'bedek abayis. Right? Ulo neder l'halos carbon. Right? Ulo neder l'halos carbon. But for a neder to bring as a carbon, lo yiratzin. It can't be. Because oso ba mum atamat pisus abayis. I mean this. Type of carbon, this type of animal can be born as bedek habayis, but a valid animal, which does not have to be a woman, cannot be brought for bedek habayis, right? Gemara says, Oso atamatpis le bedek habayis, vi atamatpis tmimim le bedek habayis. So you can't, if I have a valid, non-mum, perfect animal, and I want to bring it as, I want to be makdish it, the kedusha has to be le mizbeach, not le bedek habayis. So mikan amru kol amatpis tmimim le bedek habayis over be'aseh. So if you are, you know, donating valid animals to bedek habayis, you violate a law. So ainli ele ba'aseh. I only have an aseh. Below ta'aseh minalon. How do I know there's a law? There's an actual law to be matbis a fully unblemished animal to bedek habayis. Tamid lomar, the pasuk says, v'hedaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. So it says lemor, li made al kol parsha kula sheyeh below ta'aseh divrei Yehuda. Yehuda says that when you have the word lemor, at the beginning of the parsha, that says the whole parsha is a lav. Tosfos points out, it's not every time it says the word lemor. You have to have a lav haba machla say in the pasuk, and then lemor will transform it into a lav. Right? Tosfos says, nira l'ri, d'ayinu dafka b'hanach dvarim d'ispuhu lav haba machla say. About Shar Tvarim Lo. If you said like very same emotional labor, Bo El Paro, whatever, or something like that, there's no lav in that pasuk. So but the Gemara says, okay, so how do you learn that from the word lamor? What's the type of the word lamor to teach me that it's a lav? So right, so Amalo Rebbe Lebar Kafra my mashma. Where do you learn it from? So Amalo Diksiv Lamor. Lamor is a word, it's a conjunction for a word. It says Lo Nemar Bidvarim. Don't do this. Lo Nemar Bidvarim. It's a conjugation of those words. Be Rav Amri Lemor means also conjugation of Lav Amor. I'm saying a Lav. Okay. So that's what he says. Rabbi Yehuda says that Lav Abba Mechlal Lemor is a Lavu. And I guess in our Pasuk, right, Rashi says in the last wide line, V'hach Gabi Pesach Nami Ksibit Chlis HaParsha V'yom Hashem El Moshe V'il Aron Lemor. And then it tells you that V'achlus HaBasar B'Layel Hazeh, it's Lemor, teaching you that it's a Lav. Which is interesting though, because this is in Pesach Mitzrayim. Right, it's before Matan Torah. Right? So I have to go into that. That's teaching you a lav now. And maybe that's another mitzvah. It's a lav that's given before. How many lavim are given before Matan Torah? Most of the mitzvahs that we have before Matan Torah are assays.
What?
Get an usher is before Matan Torah. Yeah, but we get an usher, we say it's repeated.
So why? No, it's not.
That's not? Okay. All right, so there's no question. Okay. All right, next. The Mishnah said, "May tash misho shal nachtom." This is the water that the baker uses basically to cool off his hands. The metach, this has to be poured out. You can't use, basically, those days, I guess, they used to bake on Pesach, or they were baking right before Pesach, but they bake on Pesach, so he has all the dough on his hands, and it goes into the water. The dough can ferment in the water, so you can spill it out, just spill out the water. So Tani Chado, one brisa says, Shokhim b'makom midron, you have to spill it out on a place that has an angle, which means it can spill down. Don't spill it out in a place where it can gather, right? You know what? Right? Rashi says, "Lashon shvira, yishboron is broken." Shemishtaber hakarka, that the karka is broken, the cracks in the ground. V'yesh v'kayim shemayim nesafim v'shom v'sochan. The ain of loyin u'machmitzin. The water gathers, more congregates, makes a puddle, and it'll stay for a while. And it's not getting absorbed. It doesn't get absorbed right away, as opposed to if it's on an angle, it just go right down, and then the water will dissipate. The Tanya Idah, another brisa says, "Shokum b'makom ha'yishboron." You can't pour it in a place where it's going to pool and puddle. So steer in the brisas. So Gemara says, "Lo kasha." That's no difficulty. Hadin nefishi dekavu. Hadelo nefishi delo kavu. Depends how much water you have. If there's a large amount of water that's going to gather and make a puddle, make a pool, then don't put it in an yishboron. But if it's not a lot of water, it'll just get absorbed into the ground. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about it. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, this last couple of lines, a lot of halacha lemaisa here. Amar Rav Yehuda, Isha lo talush ela b'mayim shalanu. The woman, if you make kneading the dough for matzah, you have to use water that sat overnight. Mayim shalanu. Also, you go to the mass matzah bakeries, you see that they have this vat of water that sits the night before. The reason for it is one of the places where science and halacha intersect. With the half mouse, half the thing, with killing the lice is another place. Mayim Shalonu. Because Rashi says, Mayim Shalonu is Belaila that slept left overnight. Mipnei Shev Yemei Nisan, in the month of Nisan, which is the spring, Ham Ayanos Chamin, right? The spring water is still warm. Shadai Yemos Kisham Hing, Damirim Mishahayu, Yemos Misham Cham, Malachas Bishipulo Shal Rakia, that the sun goes underneath. Lefikach Kol Olam Sonen, so the earth, if you view it as a flat earth, so to speak, so during the winter months, the sun is underneath the earth. Here it's cooler. Everything else is being warmed up. And warm water is easier to ferment. So you have to have it cool up, right? You have to leave it overnight for it to be. You leave it overnight for it to be to cool off. It's in the spring. It's in the spring, right? So it's your most Nisan. You may Nisan. Month of Nisan.
Right, it's the beginning of the spring.
So the water
is cold still.
No, but the water is warmed up because the sun is underneath the earth.
Oh, so it's going
to
be.
Right, so you have to realize what they were talking about.
So the
rush brings down the name of the. You have to get it down. You have to get it down to the room temperature. The idea is. So that's what the reason why I did it, how that intersects with Ma'azet. But halach lemaisa is, doesn't matter. In the end, halach is, we use Mayim Shalom. You have to use Mayim Shalom. Okay. Okay. Sorry? Well, that's a different reason. That's not a science issue. That's a Matzias issue that may have changed. That's because of the snakes. But that's, okay.
This is one of the Gemara that simply not true.
That's what we're saying. This is where
not true.
This is the intersection. It's the same thing with killing the lice on Shabbos and the mud mouse and all these things.
Exactly.
How you figure out the worms and the fish and all these things. This is the intersection. So we'll leave this. We'll leave this to the Nussens Lufkins of the world and all those people, and then we're going to continue learning. Okay, they learning also, but we don't have time for this. Okay, so Darsha Rav Masna bepupinya. So Rav Masna made a drasha that you have to use Mayim Shalanu in Pumpinia, he said it. I guess it's a place in Bavel. But he said it in Hebrew. So Mayim Shalanu or Mayim Shalanu. So Shalanu means our water. So they thought he said use our water, meaning my water. Come use my water. So Lemachar, the next day, Isakul Amachadbinu Vasnagabe, Amu Havla Mayim. So the next morning they all got around, gathered around. I was okay, give us your water. Because I guess there was a language barrier over here. I guess you have to be careful how you speak to the congregation. You really have to be careful. So Amar Lahu, so he said to them, Ana b'maya did bisu amri. And then water that slept, water from the house, water that left, that was overnight water. Okay. So Amri, Amri. Okay, next. Darish Rava, Rava made a following drasha. Isha lo talush b'chama. A woman should not knead dough with water that was heated by the sun. Rashi says l'fisha chom shemesh b'chamemes. Again, we say that warm water is easier to ferment. It accelerates the leavening process. Lo b'chamei chama, and not with anything that was warmed by things that were warmed by the sun. Right? Rashi says b'mayim shehukmu b'chama b'koshkim b'chamei or. It can't be warmed water. Right, below b'mayim hagrufin min hamolyar. It can't be water from the bottom of this copper urn. Right, Rashi says dud gadol shel nechoshes. There's this copper urn, v'tolui al or kol shah, and it's very thick. But, and even if there's no ore underneath, the water underneath that's in there still maintains its heat. Right, below tagviya yada min hatanur ad shetigmor kol hapas. She should not remove her hand from the oven until everything's finished. You see, also the matzah bakers say the dough never rests. It's always constantly moving. You can't stop. It has to be continuing. Right? Rashi says kol marteo sekes b'vatzek kol shah. Should constantly be dealing with the. I also see the matzah baking practice. It's the women, but I don't know if that's the halacha. But he's saying that the women should about the baking next. Right? And she needs right utzricha. Utzricha. Right? Shnei. There's always never go to the matzah baking practice. There's always a fight about pouring the water. There's always someone who the women want to pour the water, and the matzah baking guys go nuts, and then the guy who says, "Ah, there's no." Oh, every year, same thing. Shatzer, right? Shatzer, and in the end, he always gives in. In the end, he always gives in. No, it's funny. Utsricha, I get a good deal on the matzah. He's spending $3 a pound less. So utsricha, and you need shnei kalim. She needs two dishes, two bowls, right? She needs shnei kalim. Echad shemikatefes bo, the echad shemitzanenes bo is yadea. Yes, one is that she sort of dips her hand in, and one that she cools her hands in. She can't use the same one as the other. You have to cool her hands down, and the other one she uses for the kneading purposes. So, Ibayiluhu, now what happens if she violates any of these rules, and it turns out that the mas is not chametz. It was not mitzchametz. Can you use it? So, Ibayiluhu, Avra v'losha, she violated v'losha rashas b'chamin. Mahu, what's the story? Can you use it? So Mazucha Oma Mutter. Mazucha says it's Mutter. Once she has a halal, you have a din, don't do it. If you happen to have done it and you've seen that nothing wrong happened, okay, but the Eben, then you can now use the matzah. Right? Oma Mutter, Rashi Amar Aser. Rashi says it's Aser. He says, I don't know why, Aser, maybe because it's Knas. For whatever reason, he says it's Aser. So Amar Mazucha, Mino Aminula. How do I know that I'm right, that you can use it? Right, this sign, because we saw 2 days ago, Ein Lot Din HaSeorim to Pesach, you're not supposed to soak the barley on Pesach. The imla sauce, if you did soak, so nisbak uf, they split asurim, lo nisbak umutarim. If you see that they didn't split, then it's mutter. So you violated what the chachamim told you, but if it didn't have the problem, you can use it. So to hear, you're not supposed to use it with the chamin. She used it with the chamin. We saw it did become chametz, so use it. So, Ravashi Amar Ravashi says, atu kul echada mechisa ma mechisinu, right? Did everything basically come from one row? Rashi says, "Kulam ariga achas, right? Ariga mishum de bechadi yisur darbanan tana v'imavar mutu bechila bois the meim bikulu." It's all one takana that if it's different takanos. So whatever they said, heicha the itmar heicha the itmar. Where they said if you violate and nothing happens, it's okay. That's where it's okay. But they didn't say that's not okay. Depends on whether the rabbanim said it. Rashi says, "Heicha the itmar behedja the lo kansin leiv." They don't. Right? He says it's a kanas itmar. Heicha the lo itmar. So Hilkach, Avre v'lasha b'chamim, he says, Krov l'mezit isa, v'asar. And it's different than other cases. V'lo dami l'betzekel shal nachrim damina mamali adam kareso mehen, d'hachra ba'inan l'miknasei d'abra d'rabanan. Here you violate the Rabbanan, and if you violate the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan say, and the Rabbanan did not give you the dispensation of using it b'di'evet, then you can't use it b'di'evet. Okay. Hajjun Allah kol hasha, Hajjun Allah kol hasha, Hajjun Allah kol hasha. Now we start the third parak, the Elu Ovrin. Right, in the Mishnah, it's Elo Ovrim, in our Gemara, it's Elo Ovrim, Volume 2. Volume 2. Okay, make a seam of Volume 1. Okay. So, Elo Ovrim. Now, we had been discussing till now chametz, but we're talking about chametz be'im, actual chametz, like bread, and all the real chametz. This parak is also introduce us to new concepts. Number one is chametz b'taroves, where the chametz is one of the ingredients with other items. And also chametz nukshe, which basically means hardened chametz, or chametz that's not necessarily edible at the time, but it contains the chametz ingredients. Okay, so then we also have a lot of words in here that I have no idea what they mean, because they are, you know, ingredients and foodstuffs from a distant past. The elu ovrin bePesach. These things you violate on Pesach. What does ovrin mean? We'll get to that in a minute. Let's just list the list now. Thanks now. Kutach Hababli. So you have the Babylonian dip, the Shechar Hamadi, and Persian beer, the Chometz Adomi, and Edomite vinegar, the Zaitum HaMitzri, right, and Egyptian Zaitum, whatever that is, Zaitum HaMitzri, right, and those are four things. Next are also the Zoman Shel Tzvayim, which is some sort of dyer's broth, I don't know what that is, Zoman Shel Tzvayim, the Amilan Shel Tabachim, and well-worked dough, right, Amelos, well-worked dough of the bakers, okay, the Kolan Shel Sofrim, and the bookmaker's glue, okay? Rabbi Lazar Omer Ap Tachshitei Nashim says, including that is Tachshitei Nashim. We're just going to say the words Tachshitei Nashim because the woman's adornment, I guess. The Gemara tomorrow will discuss what Tachshitei Nashim is. Zeha Klal, this is the rule. Kol Shehumi Min Dagon, anything that has one of the five grains, Hareze Over the Pesach, right? You violate Pesach, you're over Pesach. Again, we don't know what over means just yet. Right, Hare Elu Ba'azhara, but all these things, there is a lav, right, if you possess any of these substances that you transgress the prohibition, but there is no kares. But Ein Bahem Mishum Kares. There's no kares here. It's not Chametz Ba'ein.
Why
do
we have to
What? What are you violating? What are you violating? Rashi says, Big Machlokas Rishon. The Elu Ovim, Rashi says, Ovim Aleyen Vival Yirael Ba'al Yomatzeh. He's all you violate, Ba'al Yirael Ba'al Yomatzeh. Same idea here, there's chametz inside here, you're over Vayirah Bayimatzeh. Tosos says, no way. Tosos, the Rosh, Rabbeinu David, they all bring down the Ran, they all bring down this Machlokas team, Rabbeinu Tam, and Rashi. What's the Tosos' problem? Right, Tosos says, Perish HaKuntris, Lavo Aleim Vayirah Bayimatzeh. You violate Vayirah Bayimatzeh. V'gam Riva Medaktik Min Lashon Ovrim, Dimashma Ovrim Min HaOlam. You have to get rid of it from the world, which means Vayirah Bayimatzeh, Ovrim, you destroy it. The Ain near Lebeinu Tam. The grandson says, no way. Ain near Lebeinu Tam. The Mashma, the Kol Hanach, because all these things, Chametz Nuksha, here we mainly talk about Tyroves, these things are learned out from another Pasuk. They're learned out from the Pasuk of Mikol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu. Right? But learning out from Mikol Machmetzes Lo Sochelu, all these things that may contain Chametz, you may not eat. It's not a violation of Yerubi Yimatzeh. You're not allowed to eat it. I mean, there's no violation by Yerubi Matzi by Chametz Tarogas, which happens to be a minhag a lot of people have, is that when it comes to selling their Chametz, they'll sell their Tarogas Chametz. But their Chametz Be'ein, many people have the minhag of not selling it and getting rid of it completely. Because
that's a whole different thing.
What? Why?
What?
Why? Because they say Be'ein, they stay.
The reason for that is because the whole sale is suspect.
Right, so the sale is suspect.
So the Chazanish said if you do that, then your sale is suspect.
Oh, what? About doing that?
Yeah.
No, but, okay, so others say...
There's no reason to do that.
Others say, no, because there's a violation of Ba'al Yerubi Yimatzeh on Chametz Be'ein. So I'm just going to get rid of that. By the other stuff, there's no issur of Ba'al Yerubi Yimatzeh. So I'll do a chumrah, I'll sell it. So I'll get it. But according to the remaining time, there's no violation of Ba'al Yerubi Yimatzeh by this. So the sale would be more effective for that. More efficacious. Is that a word? Yeah, it's a word. Efficacious. Okay. The Rabbeinu Tam says, "The mashma, the kol hanach marviv mikol machmetzes lo sochelu, vafilu ba'achila lo havim mechayiv ilo derabi kara." You wouldn't even have an issue of achila unless you had this pasuk by this chametz ta'arovis. Umehechti tesi ba'yirab ba'yamatzeh. So why would you violate ba'yirab ba'yamatzeh? You only know there's an isra achila. Had it not been for the pasuk, there would have been an isra achila. So there's definitely no isra ba'yirab ba'yamatzeh. V'nil Rabbeinu Tam. So what does over mean? The elu overim perish ha'ochlin. You remove them, but overim ha'inu me'al ha'shulchan. You move these from the table. The lab nei mechal ninu of al bayirah leka. They're not. You can't eat this, but there's no bayirah bal yamatzeh. So, two things. Number one,
it's not actually all those items. I mean, the ones that we know what they are chametz.
They contain chametz. They are not chametz themselves. They're tarovets.
It's really chametz by itself, bread.
Yes.
So he's just saying, why not just bread? That's it.
Just plain chametz has the issue of bayirah bal yamatzeh. All other things you only learn.
Inside, you can just leave it somewhere.
That's Rabbeinu Tam. No. That chametz nuksha may not be royal achilas katan.
No,
the Rush says it. The Rush says it even better. The Rush says. The Rush says, "Va'od the tarovis chametz the masnisim afkin ba'gemara that chametz tarovis you only learn out from the Gemara mikol machmetzes lo sochelu v'haylu dafkul achila." Right? It's only by a chila, by chametz b'tarobes. That's what I'm saying. We only talk about chametz v'ein. This is chametz b'tarobes. Means a separate limud about a chila. So two things you can say. Number one, for Rashi, you can say, wait a second. If chametz b'tarobes, like you're saying, it's still chametz, just other ingredients. And chametz is not batel, so you have a problem with b'alirah b'alimatzeh. But chametz nuksha, what about chametz nuksha? How do you answer that? It's not roila chila. So why over b'alirah b'alimatzeh? The answer could be, it's a theme that runs throughout the Rishonim, is what's the connection between the Isra Chila and Bayirah Bayimatzeh? Maybe you can say, Rashi says that once you have an Isra Chila, that automatically triggers a Bayirah Bayimatzeh issue. Because the Achila, why? Because you're worried, low blood, low inish minay, and all those things that come about. So if I have an Isra Chila, I've got to be careful, so I have Bayirah Bayimatzeh. So Rashi's going to combine those two. The main time keeps them separate. Right. Whatever, we get rid of all our comments.
The Isra Chila still exists on everything.
Yes, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you have to get rid of it. Again, we're always, we said yesterday, we're always, we're also always clouded in our learning, and the things that are halacha that we know about, as opposed to like, you know, the bakam of mitziyah, babas, we don't really do on a day-to-day basis. But the things that we do on a day-to-day basis, our learning is always clouded by what we do, without going back into the Rishonim and the Shitos and seeing how that halacha developed over time. And when there's a development of halacha, there's usually a machlokas way back somewhere along the line where we did not develop in accordance with that Shita. So that's why sometimes it comes as a shock when you see these shitas in the Rishonim. Right. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Right. The Mishnah mentioned Kutach, so now they're going to talk about a brisa where Kutach is discussed. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosh Dvarim, Nemrim, Kutach HaBavli. Three things are said regarding Kutach HaBavli. Mabavli. Metantim es Halev, Misamis Heinayim, Umachish es Aguf. Okay. Number one, it blocks the heart, it blinds the eyes, and it weakens the body. So Metantim es Halev, why is it block? What is it? Why does it block the heart? Mishim Nasyove Dechavah, because of the way. Right, whey was added to the kutach, and it was considered to be some sort of inferior type of food that is no good for the heart.
I mean, you know,
it tasted
good.
It wasn't skim milk, right? Umasam it blinds the eyes because of the salt. Probably melchstomis or something like that. That blinds the eyes. Umachis is guf, and it weakens the body. Mishum kumainisa du'uma, because it was mold. Right, the kutach abadi was made with this moldy. It's this dairy dip. It was made with this moldy bread, and it became spoiled. So that's not so good for the body. There are three things that increase one's waist. The kofin sakoma, and I guess it makes you hunched over, kofin sakoma. And it removes 1/500th from your eyesight, from a person's vision. That's the sheet that comes in, that's where you have the minute, and Brachos talks back, and Havdalah brings it back. So the coast of Havdalah. So some people say the kosadola just means to drink it. Others people have the minnow. You see, they put it into their eyes. Most menhagim do have a source somewhere. So the elu hain, what are these three things? Pas kibar, that's bread from coarse flour. Shechar chadash, new beer. V'yarak chai, and raw vegetables. Those things are not so good for you. Tana rabbanon, shlosha dvar mimatin es hazevel. The three things that decrease one's waste. V'zokvin es hakoma. Waste, waste, not waist. It's not a girth issue. It's a going to the bathroom issue. Vizokvin es hakoma, and they straighten one's stature. Umeirin es hainayim, and they improve one's vision. Elohen, what are these? Pasnakia, fine flour, basar shamein, fatty meat, v'yayin yoshen, and aged wine. So pasnakia, why it's pasnakia? That's the smida that's made from refined flour. That's what pasnakia is. Basar shamein, v'tzifrita v'la iftach. Refers to meat of a goat that has not yet given birth. Right? Some say they're talking about young birds who haven't laid eggs. It's a very, very, that's healthy meat. And Yayin Yashon, that's Atik Atiki. That's very significantly old. Which I think they bring down is 3 years old. Don't have wine that is less than 3 years, 3 years old. Okay. Now the Gemara says, Kol Mili Demali Lahai Kasha Lahai. The Kasha Lahai, Mali Lahai. They're always side effects, any medication or any food. Maybe good for this thing. But it's not so good for this thing. And maybe bad for this, but good for that. There's always side effects, right? So, bar except for mi zangvila retiva, right? Except for moist ginger, upilpilia richasta, and long peppers, upasnikia, right? Bread made of refined flour, ubasra shamein, this fatty meat, the yayin yashin, and the old wine, demalikulagufe. That is good. Everyone agree with the wine. Old wine, there's no side effects. It's perfect. Sheikhar Hamadi, the Gemara goes back to the discussion of the details mentioned in the Mishnah. Why is Median beer Asar on Pesach? Because the Rama Beis Sa'ari, because they have barley into it. In those days, most beer was made from dates, but the median beer was made from barley, like we do today. It contains barley, that is chametz. V'chomei ta'adomi, what's wrong with Edomite vinegar? Also because the sharbei sari, they put barley into it. Amar Rav Nachman says, Amar Rav Nachman Yitzhak, Batchila, and originally, Kishahayu, maybe in the Sachin Me Yehuda, when they would bring the wine libations from Judea, right? The wine was had a special bracha on it, and it would be preserved. It would be preserved, right? The Lo Hayu Yenam Shal Yehuda, Machmitz Achen Nosim Sofas Oren. The wine was preserved, miraculous, I guess, that it wouldn't turn into vinegar, unless you put barley into it to turn it into the vinegar. And they would call this vinegar, to which the barley had been put in, that would be called ordinary vinegar, because since wine would not become vinegar without this additive, that's considered regular vinegar. You don't say that it's vinegar. It's regular vinegar. That's the way you got vinegar, by putting the barley in, because otherwise the wine would not turn into vinegar. And now, which means after Chorban HaBayis, it's the Edomite wine that doesn't turn to vinegar unless one places barley into it, right? And the Kohen also chometz hadomi, and they call it chometz hadomi lekayem to fulfill the pasuk lekayem mashenemar imole hacharava, right? Imole hacharava. This basically, I shall be filled with her and laid it waste. If this one's up, this one's down, this one's down, this one's up. When Yehuda was up, then their wine was good. When Edom was up, their wine is good. Right? And Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehachi, you can learn from here, from the Bracha of Yaakov, he says, the one people shall be stronger than the other people. There's always this inverse relationship between Yisrael and Edom. When one's up, one's down. One's down, one's up. In the Talmudic parlance and in the Midrashim, Edom is synonymous to Rome, and Rome is synonymous to, I guess, the church. And when one's up, one seems to be down. That seems to be the drasha for Edom. I'm not sure if in the Mishnah times Edom was necessarily Rome, but I've seen articles written about the usage of Edom as the epitome of Rome. Okay, Tanya, learning a brisa. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, "Be Yehuda in Judea, Barishona originally, which would mean I guess when the base of Midrash was around. Halokeya chometz mama aretz. If one would purchase vinegar from an ara aretz." Right, Amaritz was somebody who wasn't scrupulous in the matters of Tumah V'Tahara, and he wasn't scrupulous in taking off Meiser, so therefore you would have suspected him of not taking off Meiser. Truma Gedoli took off, it was the Meiser that we were suspected that Amaritz didn't take off. But if you took Chometz from Amaritz, ain't Sarich La'aser. There was no need to take off Meiser. V'pnei Shechazaka Einu Ba Elamin HaTemet. Because the assumption was, not the assumption, the legal assumption was that the Chometz is not coming from wine, rather it's coming from Temet. Right, temet is a liquid that is made from the grape remnants. They would filter the wine from the seeds and the stems, and then they had these remnants, and they would pour water over it. And then the liquid was drained off, and it was allowed to ferment, and that would come into vinegar. That's called temet, and it wasn't necessary to take Meiser off of that. Right, vinegar, again, had to be produced this way, because remember those days, we said that the wine didn't turn to vinegar, unless you added barley into it. So if you want to get vinegar, you had to do something to it. But nowadays, Halokeya chometz from haaretz. If one takes chometz from haaretz, sarich la'aser. You do have to take off ma'aser. Shechaskaso ein leba ela min hayayin. Because nowadays, but the wine is not less in that to be so strong and be so full of preservatives. So the chometz is most likely coming from the wine, and therefore you would have to take ma'aser if you bought this vinegar from the haaretz. So Gemara says, v'savar Rav Yehuda temed la bavi bar asurehu. Wait, Rav Yehuda says that if you took temet vinegar, you don't have to meiser it because it comes from the temet. Well, is temet not something that requires for you to take meiser off from it? Right? The Sabra Yehuda temet la bari surehu the ha tnan hamisamed. Right? If you produce temet bin nasan mayim bin midah, you add a certain measurement amount of water. Right? Umatza kedemi daso putter. And then afterwards, when you made the temet, you pour it out. Let's say I put in a cup of water and I get a cup of this vinegar that came out from it. So that means the only liquid that came out from this was from my water, not from the wine. So then, putter, I don't have to take off meiser. I don't have to take off meiser. But Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv. Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv to take meiser off the temet. So if that's so, how can Rabbi Yehuda allow a person to buy temet from Am Haaretz? According to this opinion, temet is chayiv in meiser, and if an Am Haaretz is nechshad about not taking off his meiser, you have to take off meiser from the temet. Why is Rabbi Yehuda? On one hand, Rabbi Yehuda says you can take from the Am Haaretz without taking off meiser. On the other hand, he says you're chayiv to take off meiser. That's incongruent. So he says, no, hachi ka'amar, this is what he said. Lo nechshadu ama aretz al temed. Oh, the reason why you don't take, yes, you chayv to take off meiser from the temed, but the reason why you don't take off meiser from the amaretz is because they're not suspect. The reason why they were suspect about taking things off because it was a loss for them. But this is vinegar, so they don't care so much. They'll take off a tenth. What's the big deal? It's just vinegar. It's not a very expensive item. So the amaretz will take it off. Ebi's emo, or you can say, no, you're right. They're two different types of temed. They are nechshon. They are nechshon about it. The reason why Rabbi Yehuda permitted it is because Lokasha ha bid de rabka ha bid de frutzine. It depends on what you made the temet for. Right? The Mishnah, which said that it's talking about dregs that have some wine. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to take Meister from it. But the Brisa, where he said you don't have to worry about taking off Meister from the temet that came from the Amaretz, that's talking about bid de frutze, which is made from the grape pits. In the pits themselves, and you have to assume that there's no wine mixed into the temet. So Rabbi Yehuda says from there, you don't have to worry about taking it from, you know, about taking off meiser because it didn't come from wine. Okay, fine. The zesom hamitzri. The Mishnah said that you have the Egyptian zitom. That's considered leavened food. So what is Egyptian zitom? My zitom hamitzri. Tana Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef said in a brisa, tilta saari, tilta kurtimi, is tilta milcha. It's some sort of dish that's made of 1/3 barley, 1/4, translated as safflower, I don't know what that is, and 1/3 salt. Okay, and Rapapa Mapik Sa'ari Malachiti. Rapapa says, no, it's you went for the different cookbook, it's not 1/3 barley, it's 1/3 wheat. Right? Joy of Kosher says it's 1/3 wheat. The Simanech Sisane. And you have a mnemonic to remember who says what is Sisane. How does that work? Sisane means a twig basket. Twig basket, but Sisane contains the letters Samoth twice. So Yosef Sari. So you can remember that Yosef said it has barley. Okay. Even though one's a sin, but it's still the same sound. So that's the mnemonic. Everything was done with mnemonics because those days things were not written down. You had to remember things, so you had to have mnemonics. Okay. So now, how was this Egyptian zitom made? So Taraluhu, the Kalaluhu, the Tachanilahu, the Shasaluhu, Midifcha Ava'ad Atsarta. Those who prepared it, they would soak the ingredients together, then they would roast them, and then they would grind them together. And they would drink the mixture, Midifcha, the Dalid and the Zayin in Aramaic switch. So Difcha is Zifcha, Zebach, that's Pesach, that's the carbon Pesach. Midifcha Ava'ad Atsarta until Shavuos. They drink the mixture from Pesach to Shavuos. And what is the drink good for? It's Marpile. So somebody who has a loose bowels. Somebody who is constipated, it would relax the bowels, and someone who's constipated, it would make him loose. However, for someone who's sick and for a pregnant woman, it's dangerous. So if you're sick or pregnant, then you shouldn't have the zesom hamitzri. Now, the zoman shel tzvayim. Right, Zoma Shaltzvayim, we said with the dyer's broth, something that the dyers would use, right, that's considered to have chametz. So Hachar Targimu, here, meaning here in Bavel, they would translate it, is Maya Dechivri Ditzavi Buhulaba. They interpret this to mean it's bran water that people use to dye leather. Alright, next. The Amilon Shaltabachin. We talked about the well-worked dough of the bakers is also considered to have chametz. So What is this? This is pastvua shlohivia shlish sheminicha pikadera visho eves hazuhama. It is this sort of bread that's made from grain that was harvested before the grain was 1/3 ripe. It's made into a loaf. This loaf is placed on top of a pot to draw out the filth from the broth. It's some sort of sponge that absorbs stuff from the broth, and they use this to draw it out. Okay. Next one. The kolan shel sofrim. The kolon of shel sofrim, which we translated as bookmaker's glue, right, is also considered to be chametz. So hachar targuma, here in Babel, they translated as perurat ushkafe. This is referring to shoemaker's glue. It's made from flour. It's the shoemaker's glue that has flour. I mean, these things must sort of be edible or something like that, right, in order to be chametz. But it's a shoemaker's glue. It's made from flour. That you cannot use. But Rav Shimi Mishkozana Amar, Rav Shimi, who came from Chozana, he said that what is this? Zeh tipulon shel benos ashirin shemishairos oslo nos aniyim. This is like depilatory paste used to remove hair, right? It's the wealthy women would use this to remove the hair, and they would leave leftovers for the poor. It says here in that it was common practice for women to remove hair from different parts of their body by applying various pastes, some of which contain flour. So the kol and the sofrin mentioned in the Mishnah was such a substance. It was given this name because the wealthy young woman would give the paste, which is the kolon, to poor young women whose fathers were school teachers with a sofrin. So the poor woman can utilize it as well. So this is a depilatory paste that was used to pull it off. Okay? To pull off the hair. So the Gemara says, Eini, is that what it really is? Because if you look at the Mishnah, the Mishnah set up the Mishnah talks about four things different come from different countries. Right, it's Kutach Bavli, Sechar Madi, Chometz Edomi, Zeso Mitzri. So you have Babel, Madai, Edom, and Mitzri. So it's four local items, and then three things that are Maisa Umar, three things that are artisans type of things. So okay, so if it is shoemaker's glue, then it's from an artisan. But if it's a paste to remove hair, if it's nair, so to speak, it's not an artisan's thing. So it messes up the congruity of the Mishnah. So, Eini, is it so? V'hatana Rabbi Chiya, didn't Rabbi Chiya teach us that the Mishnah says, Arba min Medina, the Mishnah lists four items that are used by people in different countries, Ushlosha mine umanos, and three items of artisans, right? V'iya marti pulot so benos hashira, and if this is depilatory paste, then, my mine umanos ika, what type of artisanship is there? Just putting on this paste and removing the hair. Nothing to do with anything like that. So, our answer is, no, but Elamai, so what is it? What are you going to tell me? It's Karura de Ushba Kafi. So it's rather, you can tell me it's the shoemaker's glue. Well, you can tell me the shoemaker's glue, but the Mishnah says it goes from a bookmaker. So what is it? Right? Amai Kari Lei, Hai Kolon Shel Sofrin, Kolon Shel Rats Animi Bai Lei. It should call it bookmaker's glue. It should have called it shoemaker's glue. The Gemara says, no, Amali Ravosha, Wa Olam Perura de Ushkafi. It is shoemaker's glue. Umai Kari Lei Kolon Shel Sofrin. And why is it called Kolon Shel Sofrin? Because this is the type, how do I know which is the shoemaker's glue? It's a type of glue the sofrin used to bind their books. Right? The sofrin Nami Batikin Bahuni Rosehen. The bookmakers also use this to attach the pages. So it's the same thing, right? It's not this depilatory paste. It is the shoemaker's glue. But which one do you know it is? It's the one that has both purposes, right? It's the gorilla glue, whatever it is called. It's that's to use to bind the books. Okay, we'll stop here. Everybody have a wonderful day.